Welcome to the Open Continent Podcast.
I'm Leticia, your host in Europe, talking to you from London, UK.
I'm Gianni, your host in North America, reporting from Dallas in the US.
And I'm Carla, your host in South America, currently living in Santa Cruz, Bolivia.
We're friends living in three different continents.
And here we get to tell you about the funny stuff, the serious stuff, and everything in between.
So let's jump into today's episode.
Hi, friends.
Hi. Oh, hi, guys. You can make me laugh today. I have a pulled tit. I pulled my chest muscle and it hurts so much.
Oh, my God.
But just one?
Except for...
Like one is like right here or something.
Yeah, so like... I already told you guys this, kind of. I thought I was having a heart attack, but yeah, it wasn't. And I just have been in so much pain. It hurts so bad. Like, it hurts to breathe. It hurts so bad to laugh. So I can't even properly massage it because I can't get to it. The boobs are on the way.
Wait, did you go to the doctor though?
I think I do, but
she can't laugh.
Yeah.
Wait, did you go to the doctor or no?
I have not, no, because it's I thought I would rest for, so it took me a week to go to the doctor because, like, I was having this weird chest pain, and I was actually getting concerned about it. So I was like, okay, I'm actually going to go to the doctor on Friday. But then it actually, I noticed, I was like, wait, hang on. This is actually like my rib cage area. Like, it's actually my muscle. It's not my heart. And then I was like, okay, whatever. So I went for a run that afternoon.
I don't know if you see me, but I'm touching my...
Oh, no, I am. Like,
like compassion. Just like...
Yeah, compassion. I'm like, oh, my God.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
And then I came back from my run. I ran like 30 minutes right before I got into yoga. Then during yoga, started getting awful. And then I self-diagnosed myself with a pulled chest muscle, but that's what it is. And no, because
Meredith Grey over here.
No.
What are you doing? Like, what are you taking, or are you like just rubbing it, or what?
I'm taking painkillers, yeah, and like some stuff to help with inflammation. But it hurts to sleep. Like, you cannot find the right position to sleep. Every time that you move the top part of your spine hurts. So
I feel like if it's that bad, you should go soon to the doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But they're probably gonna tell me to rest, which I'm already doing.
Yeah, but they might give you like a different...
That's why you go to the doctor.
Okay, mother. Guys, I don't have time to go to the doctor. I know this is awful, but I don't have time to go to the doctor.
Guys, I know, but listen, you don't have time to die either, so it's not...
Now that I know, it's not a heart attack.
I don't know why I had to make it that tragic. I also did a very mature thing. Wait, what did you say also? I did the most mature thing.
Yeah, why did you say also?
I don't know. No, sorry. I woke up 3 minutes ago. I did the most mature thing yesterday that I've ever done in my life. I was driving... So I had brunch with my friend, and then she was going to the airport, and I was like, being a good human being, I was like, oh, I don't have anything to do. I can take you to the airport. And she was like, okay. And then my friend was like, oh, by the way, it's going to be raining. That's going to be really bad, blah, blah. I was like, okay, whatever. Like, no one cares. Like, raining, yeah, it's fine. Dude, you know when your, like, windshield, like, wipers are not fast enough for the rain? When you cannot see anything,
yes,
and you're like on an 8-lane highway with a ton of Texans pulled over. I stopped because of the rain. I've never done that before. I mean, I couldn't see, hence, you know, and it started to hail. And it started to hail. And I was like, that's when I was like, I do not have another $500 to pay to my insurance to fix my car tomorrow. So, no. And I saw a gas station, and I, like...
We're making decisions based on money versus your actual life. Okay, good job.
So I went into the gas station. I felt like I avoided hail damage, like, in the second. A little bad on myself, you know?
Good job, anyway. Danny.
Okay, I'm going to read the news so we can have, like, the main...
Yeah, please. Why don't you enlighten me with how good the world has been this week?
Let's do the hot topic.
Controversial.
Let's do the hot topic of the week. I mean, it's like the elephant in the room. We have to address it, right? So according, I'm going to read from CNN. Alabama passed a near total ban on abortion this week, strict enough to rival abortion rules in countries like Brunei, Guatemala, and Syria. Brought forward by conservative lawmakers and signed into law by its governor, the Southern U.S. State's Human Life Protection Act make no exemptions for victims of incest or rape. Doctors who attempt to carry out terminations will face 10 years in prison, while doctors who perform the procedure could be given a 99-year sentence. The most stringent in the United States, Alabama's abortion law allows only for exceptions to avoid a serious health risk to the unborn child's mother, for ectopic pregnancies, and if the unborn child has a lethal anomaly. In theory, the new law would become enforceable in 6 months, but given the number of legal challenges it's likely to face by groups arguing it's unconstitutional, it would likely be tied up in court for years, delaying enforcement. So that's what happened in summary this week. I'm sure we've all heard about it. And there's been a lot of, how can we say this?
Repercussions.
Yeah, repercussions, comments, protests, arguments on both sides about this whole thing. Yeah, I think, well, number one, I think it's a major setback for women. I think that's important to say.
It has a lot to do with, like, also religious beliefs.
Yeah.
Because at church, they, like, traumatize you with this topic.
Literally traumatize you. That's the
literally
word,
yeah. Traumatize you. Like, constantly on how bad you are if you ever support that. Without, like, letting you have an opinion or something. It's just, like, this is set in stone.
Yeah.
It is what it is. What's it gonna say? Like, explain every situation is different.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're like, no, the book says this, it's that. And then there's a lot of people that just follow what they're told. Like, they are never gonna question anything. Which happens a lot. Especially, like, where I'm from here. Like, I don't know if I'm explaining myself well.
No, but,
like,
I understand because I grew up also Catholic, and it was never a question. It was more like you don't do this because x and x. And like, I remember at my school in seventh grade, they played like horrible, this was like,
yes,
the religion class, they played like horrible videos of what would happen to a woman who had an abortion, and like, literally, it was like you basically died but you were alive, basically. It was what it was, like, in your head, like this mental, like, it was so bad. And like, I remember, of course, if you show me when I'm 12 years old, I'm gonna say like, wow, I never, like, I don't have, it's like you felt like, oh, you don't really have an option, like, if something really bad happens to you, I guess, like, it's just how, like, you know what I mean. And like, what I'm trying to say is everyone has their own religion, right? I have my own, I'm still Catholic and everything, and just because of my upbringing and where I'm from, I think it'd be very hard for me to not be, how can I say this, pro-life. But the important part about this is, like, you can be pro-choice and still be pro-life. You,
yes,
know what I mean?
That's so, like, yeah, that's where I'm going.
So, like, if you're pro-choice,
every, like, situation is different.
It just means you have a choice. You can't expect other people, number one, to have your same religion, your same upbringing, your same whatever, morals. And that's why I think it's so dangerous when you mix religion with the government, with the state. Like, I think Europe does a better job of having that separately in general. Anyway, but like, I think so that's what I'm trying to get at. So by being pro-choice, you can still be pro-life, that's fine. It's just saying, you know, we're not going to get involved in someone's most personal moment of their entire life, probably the hardest decision they'll ever make, because we're not them, we're not there, we don't know what they're going through, we don't know anything, we're strangers in the end, you know. And so is the government. Like, so that's one point. Number two, all these people, you know, who are saying like that they're so pro-life and this and that and blah blah, yeah, I mean, we get it. No one in this world wants to have an abortion, probably. It's awful. It's horrible. No one does. Like, we get it. If they're doing it, it's for probably they have their own reasons that does not involve us, you know? But to all the people who are like, no, you have to have it and blah, 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 and pro-life, and this is, it's like, okay, then fine. The day that you, are you adopting kids? Do you have them in your house? Are you gonna take them if they put it for, you know? Because it's easy to say if you're not going through it, right? And then the next argument that I have is, okay, the day that birth control is free here, that healthcare is more accessible, that mental health is more accessible, that, like, the whole adoption, like, then we can start talking about things like this. You know what I mean? But at this point, it's not. It's just, it isn't.
I think it's, I don't think the government should be involved in this decision at all. It's your, I understand what you guys are coming from. I mean, I was not raised in any religion at all, but I was exposed to quite a few from different family members, from my parents wanting me to know about different religions and being able to pick the one that I wanted to. So I am very aware of different opinions, where they come from. Do I agree with a lot of them? Maybe yes, maybe no, maybe one here or one another there. But I think at the end of it, it's your own decision. It's your own body. And no one, exactly what you're saying, Jenny, no one knows what you went through to get to that point.
Yeah,
you are the only one. And I think when you're making a decision like that, I agree with what you said. No one wants to do it. No one wants to go through the emotional side of it.
Yeah, it's awful. I mean,
what it puts your body through emotionally and physically. Yeah. Like, when you're deciding on doing one, you could be putting at risk future ones. Yeah. You know? And all of that, but there are reasons and there are situations where it is understandable why people want to proceed with it. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. It's the person's body, it's the person's choice. It's the person who is going to carry that for a few months, who have to carry on for the rest of their life potentially with it. Mm-hmm. And that being keeping the kid or not, it's something that you will live with for the rest of your life. So I don't think, or I don't understand why people that have never met you, that have never, that wouldn't even be affected by your choice, have right. a bigger saying than you do. And that's
yeah.
it. And that was, that's my first problem with it. My second problem is who are the people voting for it? Who are the people being on the decision?
Oh my God.
Are they ever going to be put through that situation? No. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And if this were ever to be debated and discussed and voted on, which I still don't think it should ever be, like somebody else's choice about it, you cannot rely on people, in this case, men, who would never be affected by it. Now, in some, I know that some people raise the question of maybe yes, maybe I'm the one who has the kid for 9 months inside my body, but then it's a family affair. You know, like I'm taking away maybe the chance of the man having the kid or whatnot, but I still don't think you can have only men voting for this.
You know what I read? Yes. I mean, I think there's so many things that are flawed about what happened. But I read this interesting thing that said, you know, when you die, if you want to donate your organs, you have to sign a form for anyone to touch your dead corpse at this point, open you up and give your organ to someone else. There has to be an authorization from you personally. So if you think about it, at this point, a corpse, a dead body has more power than you as a living woman about your own body. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Literally, like, yeah. they cannot touch you unless you had said that you're an organ donor and then it's okay. You know what I mean? But if not, but then you have the living woman who has no power over her body. And it's just kind of crazy to put it like that, I think.
I wonder who people pro-life say about that. Because yeah. by not touching a corpse, by not donating that, you're keeping a lot of people.
Exactly. From not from living from their organs, next day. Yeah. 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 So that was one thing. And then, of course, the argument that comes around every time is, okay, say this baby comes to the world, you know, whatever. Then what if he or she is gay? Then they don't like him anymore or her anymore. You know what I mean? All these people who are really conservative, they only like them if they're a specific way. So all of a sudden, they're born and they happen to be gay, they take away all of their rights. And it's just, it's like, do you really care about life, or do you only want life if it looks a certain way?
Yeah. I like, yeah. Yes. Honestly, I was just going to say that I don't understand why at this time and age, we're still trying to backtrack everything. That being gay marriage, that being abortion, that being, there are so many things that the government keeps going back to that we already moved past it. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. People shouldn't be making both in favor or against. I think we're at a point where we shouldn't be making religious statements, sexual statements, pro-life statements, or what have you, and have your campaign or whatever surround about it. We should be moving past it. There's so many more important things to be discussed and to be addressed than that. Like, yes, those are important topics. Those are important topics, but it's already done, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, this affects a lot more underprivileged people.
Yes.
It is, but I think it shows a lot. Yes, it affects us the most, I guess. But what it shows about society is what concerns me too.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's crazy. I think they're saying that the doctors performing it were getting 99 or could get up to 99 years. And the rapist, which is like more years than the rapist.
And the rapist would get, yeah.
Damn.
So
I had someone on my Instagram sharing, putting up in their story that parents who kick their gay kids out of their house when they're 14, like they use the word parents that abort their kids at age 14 for being gay are the ones that should be 9 to 9 years in jail. I was like,
I mean it's a complicated subject for sure. Everyone has their own opinion, but I mean
everyone is allowed to have their own opinion. Everyone should have their own opinion. Be quiet about it, talk about it, go on the streets about it and everything, but just like anything, I think it's your own decision at the end of it, and that's how it should be helped.
Okay, with the pro-choice and pro-life, yes, but then, okay, I'm talking again, my experience, like, here, most people here also march for, like, having a normal family, like, pro-family, and you have to have a mom, a dad, and kids. That's it. Like, you know, like, they won't even support, like, single mom, single dad, not normal single, family.
Not even no, single moms?
No, that's not a normal family. Like, you're not a normal family.
So, wait, so those people that, I guess, go on march for that, like, what are they defending?
They do both. I don't know why. It's like, pro-choice, pro-family, and then it's like, sorry, it's very random, but it's like, just people do, people follow, just, I wanted to, like, tie it together as, like, some people just, like, don't think for themselves, they're not taught to think for themselves, and they just follow what one person says, which can be very, very dangerous when you put in religion, where they just say one thing, and everyone just, like, follows. Without, like, you can do it, like, on your own choice, of course. Like, you can choose what to follow, obviously. But, like, And they're just like, they attend all these things and they don't see the repercussions on like so many people that actually actually affects their daily life and how and their daily struggles. You know,
it's crazy.
The world is so crazy.
You know what I was thinking that was crazy? Because I was like trying to connect to the whole thing. And like, what if you get raped and then, of course, you have to have your kid and then you have it, but then you're a single mom, so then you're not a traditional. So you're just messed up all around. Like, you can't win. Like, you cannot win.
You cannot win. I was trying to find, I saw this on my Instagram the other day. It was like someone was posting about this this bill that passed with like abortion, but they put like a bunch of different rules that were actually passed at a certain point in time. Just like a random person just said this and they got it approved. It was like degrading women again. But it was like this dude, I want to find it, in like the 80s said that women couldn't get on planes because he believed that the uterus would like fly out and then like you couldn't like have kids or something stupid. They actually like passed something like a law with that because one dude said that.
Dude,
I want to find it.
Sometimes have way too much time in their hands. Like, I don't have time to sit around in my bed and wonder if uterus are going to fly out of it. Or, like, I just don't have the time.
He just didn't want to fucking let us get on a plane. Which he shouldn't even let me do whatever. Like, I can do whatever I want. You don't choose for me. Like,
hashtag like at what point... At what point did we fuck things?
Why do they hate us so much? Here's the thing. I mean,
is it because we picked the wrong fruit? I'm not religious, but is that something about it?
I
saw a meme the other day that was like, dude, Eva picked the wrong fruit. Why do we keep asking women what they want to have for dinner? It was another one, that's why women are so like cannot make up their mind about it. Last time that they made a decision, they screwed over humanity.
Oh my god.
But seriously, like at what point did we get looked down? Oh no, I was thinking about it the other day.
I think here's what it is. I think men, putting religion aside, this is just me thinking. Men want to feel usually like they are in control, that they're powerful, that they're the breadwinner, that they're, you know what I mean? Like, they are, I love breadwinners.
The protector.
The protector, the lead in the family, the strong one, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the powerful one. So if women are having more and more opportunities to even get to the same level, they feel this sort of, like, intimidation, that they're not the powerful one anymore, that they have to share their power. And you know what's so interesting? I heard this podcast and they were talking about, it was actually with it was Dax Shepard, and he was talking about it with Ashton Kutcher, how Mila and, well, it was Kristen Bell makes more money than Dax, and how he said, you know, usually people can say like, oh, I've been at work all, like in an argument with their spouse, they can say like, I've been at work all day trying to make money for this family and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, I can't have that argument because she makes more money than I do. You know what I mean? So that's not on the table. Like, we cannot have those types of discussion that they're so common in regular or like in so many households, right? So just little things like that if you add them all up, it's like, they feel that they're less powerful. So I think it takes a really confident man, for sure, to be okay with it. That's why you see so many, like, really powerful women who happen to be single or happen to, like...
Always.
Yeah, always. Because I think it takes a very special, awesome kind of man to be okay with it.
Yes. Yes, and it's a thing I think we even struggle with.
Wherever you are, because like single man, text me, please.
And we're back. We have to make even thinking abortion about ourselves, guys. We're the worst.
What? I'm just...
Listen, we will circle back to the fact that we're single because we're strong, independent women.
No, I had to make a joke because it was getting too serious.
No, I know. I know. That. That's my life.
But it's true.
No, it is true. No, what I was going to make a comment about was, like, I understand that about men, but I also think that some women are guilty of it, too. Just being comfortable with it. And
comfortable with
not being the breadwinner, that thinking that men have to provide for them. There are actually a lot of women that think that.
Because you're taught from a young age, like, this is your place, this is what you do, and you... It worked for so long that people just, like...
I think since the beginning of times, too, like, you... I mean, technically, we're here to reproduce, right? Men and women.
Right.
Women are the ones who actually can keep the baby. So we need to be always safe. So the man thinks that he's the only one that can keep us safe.
Right.
And then he just snowballs into now, you know? But I was just wondering, if feminists or anyone like that, if they actually argue that there is a point, like a turning point or something. Either way. I wonder that. Might have to research. TBD.
TBD.
But yeah, it's so much in society that there's a lot of undoing to get to a place where you're like, wait, we can actually.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's so hard to backtrack. Like, you can't backtrack. There's so much.
So many things are just in you from society, from whatever. You just have to, like, undo it. Like, oh, wait. Or, like, question it. Like, challenge it. Like, do I really agree with this? Yes, no. Yes, great. If no, oh, okay, why? So what, you know, what does that mean? I think, like you said, Carla, we need to think, especially this goes for the younger generations, we have to think more for ourselves and not just go with the flow. You know what I mean? Take your time.
Question everything. I didn't do that when I was younger at all. If I didn't, like, leave, like, when I went to college, I would be stuck at the same self that I was before, 100%, just like not fully thinking for myself. I don't know why there was a click. There was definitely a change there. Like 100%. It's very stressful.
It is very stressful and frustrating when you question to the point that you realize you have no power, almost. Like, you start questioning so much that you realize that. But then you just have to move past it and realize that if everyone were to think like that, nothing would ever move. So it's about you starting with you, and then it's with the people around you, and that just grows and grows and grows and grows. Like, there's nothing more frustrating than here whenever I'm at work and I make work with only men. So there's always sexist comments, and I always stand up every now and then when it's like not me just being a pain, you know. I step up and say something, or about recycling. Also something that I advocate about quite a lot. And there's nothing more frustrating than somebody looking at you and being like, well, if I only change, that's not going to change anything, is it? Because you're like, oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
But I love how aware I am now. Like, I hear everything. Like, I know when there's, like, something, like, that I don't agree with, and I can, like, avoid it, do something about it. Like, you know, like, because it's a topic that is more talked about now. A lot of women feel more empowered. I love that. Yeah, I see it everywhere. I see my niece questioning everything.
Yes.
So, like...
By the way, I love that there's Captain Marvel. I mean, we didn't have... Like, when I was growing up, we didn't have a superhero that was a woman to look up to. I didn't remember going to the movie theater to see a superhero movie that was about a woman who's incredible. I don't. And then I remember going, I think it was last year that it came out, and it was this year. It was actually, I remember, it came out on International Women's Day, and there were so many little girls at the movie theater, and it made me so happy. Like, I was like, oh my God, they're so little and they're going, and we're going to watch a movie and they're going to think they're incredible. They're going to think that they're strong and powerful and have, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to build up their confidence in the best way. And that made me really happy for sure.
No, I know. I mean, whenever I see a little girl wearing a superhero something or just being extra loud and not in an annoying way, but yeah. more so in an assertive way.
Yeah.
And mostly when they're, I just love, have you guys realized that whenever a woman is very assertive, everyone around her, like men and everything, they just follow. They're like, this is the confidence.
Yeah. But there's for sure a lot of, like, for example, in Paraguay, I remember there's this saying in Spanish. I don't know if it's only in Paraguay or so, Carl, you can tell me, but
here
it's like,
go, brace yourself.
So it's like when you're driving and someone's driving really poorly or they made like a really bad wrong yes, turn or whatever, cut thing. You off.
It's a woman.
It's like, oh, it must be a woman in yeah, Spanish. It happens it's a here. Phrase. And it's such a common phrase. It's like saying like, I don't know, like, oh my God, kind of thing. Like you just say, even though you're not religious, but you still say it. It's one of those things that people just say it. And like, so then literally later on in life, when people would say that, like my dad or my brother or like a friend or a cousin or an uncle, whoever, I'd be like, whoa, like, no, you don't know. Like, you know, I now I'm like, you can't say, like, I'm like, do not say that in front of me. Like, you don't know if it's a woman or not. Yeah, and it's just not right to say those things. Like, let's change it. Let's say something else. Let's say, oh shit, whatever you want to say. You know what I mean? Like, there's no need to just repeat. Yeah. What? And I feel like it's little things like that, that we have to undo. Little things like that, that at the end of the day add up. And that's the gap. And
yes, even like, oh, you play like a girl, cry like a girl, grow some balls, like
yeah. grow some tits,
shit like that. It's just like,
I know.
I don't know. Okay, guys, good episode. Have a great blessed day.
Blessed be the fruit.
Blessed.
I don't know if I sent you guys this or not. But on the tube station this week, there was a thought of the day written. And it says, a great attitude becomes a great day, which becomes a great month, which becomes a great year, which becomes a great life. So happy Sunday, everyone.
Damn. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Mom. Thank you for that. Carla. Okay.
It was a good. Come on.
It was great. It was a great one.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Bye.